Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Oh, my gosh. We got like an incredible 2 hours of super duper talk radio for you. I hope you have our toll free number. You're going to be thrilled to know that I'm going to announce my guest in a minute. But you're going to be thrilled to know we've got some awesome, super-duper ways for you to connect with our guests today, as well as call in for readings on the show. But before we kick that off, I want to say hello to Mr. Benny.
Hi.
How your fingers doing today? I see that you got your fingers moving.
Fingers, toes, everything.
Everything. I saw a little
All
toes.
Of them.
You're like bobbing and weaving.
Man, I'm
like,
working overtime.
You're like doing the Benny move,
I think. I'm doing the Benny.
You're doing the Benny. I want to thank all of you for joining us here today. Also want to give you a heads up. For those of you that were trying to log on to One the Event's website and now One the Gathering, there was such a response the other day during our show that their server was not able to handle all of you, and they have now fixed that.
They just didn't know who they were getting in touch with.
I didn't know who I was getting in touch
Fine.
With. I didn't know.
Big following. They should have been prepared.
You know, isn't that, you heard Eric talk about that yesterday.
Yeah.
So here's what I want to say. No worries about it today, all right? Just go to the website, onetheevent.org. Onetheevent.org. And that's a work in progress. I mean, you know, it's going to happen September 9th, 10th, and 11th. People are going to be able to submit videos. It's going global, reaching over 3 million people and counting. But it is really the event, the 9th, 10th, and 11th, is originating in Seattle, Washington. That doesn't mean you can't participate. So you guys were emailing me saying, oh, I'm not from Seattle. Well, this show is picked up by WBLQ. This show is picked up by CBS. It is picked up by CRN and a whole other people. So it doesn't matter where you are. Every one of you have the opportunity to participate, and we need your help. So we'll talk more about that later on. Right now, we're getting to do a little chakra. That's actually a new gin. Chakra. A new chakra. Chakra Awakening. A very special friend of mine has...
You might as well just go ahead and get that website while you're at it. The Chakwa website.
The Chakwa website.
Right.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying. I mean, someone's now going to get it.
Somebody's now going to get it. Somebody, our listeners are like, uh-oh, she did it again.
We get residuals.
She did it again.
I want to kick back.
Another one of Dr. Pat's, what do you call them? Flubs.
It's not a flub.
It is a little flub.
Not really.
Okay.
You're having fun with it.
I'm having fun with it.
Sure.
It is like the Chakwa.
Chakwa.
Chakra.
The bottom line is these are energy centers. And if you don't know what they are or where they are, by the end of today's shows, you will. Because you want to be able to not just tap into them, but you want to understand the amazement of energy. Whether they come in the form of crystals, whether they come in the form of other modalities and things that you do. But in order for us to really get some knowledge and information about all of this, I am bringing you the best of the best in studio today. And, you know, Margaret Ann Lembo is joining me. She's already been on the show in studio. She's going to tell us all the really cool things we have here so that we can do readings. And maybe she'll do one for Benny and I first while we're kind of getting our juices flowing. Now, if those of you out there want to participate, we have a toll-free number. But that's not – I got to ask Margaret if we can also use instant feedback. But we have a toll-free number. Write this down. You're going to need it for this hour, and then when Sue Storm comes on, the Angel Lady, in the next hour. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. The other thing that you're going to want to do is you're going to want to send your questions through our instant feedback mechanism. Now, Benny, you got to help me with the CBS people. So, you know, if
yep.
you...
always if, online.
Are we able to tap into those as well?
Yeah.
All right. So Benny's going to give you that information. If you want to send me an instant feedback question message, Margaret's going to help us here in a minute, explain how this works. You can go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or you could go to DrPatLive.com. If you go to DrPatLive or Transformation Talk Radio on the right-hand side, guess what it says? Ask your question. That's what it says. Ask your question.
Ask your question?
Like Chakwa.
Oh, Chakwa.
Same idea. Transform your reality using crystals, color, aromatherapy, and the power of positive thought. I got to interview Margaret about a month, I think, back. Fabulous book, Chakra Awakening. We're going to talk about it. But you're going to get to experience firsthand what she does. She has been touring a book tour as well as taking her work out into the world. So we're going to hear from her what her journey's like, what it is she has been able to do so exquisitely, and how we're bringing it to all of you. Write that number down. Get in the queue to have a phenomenal insight, awakening, and reading. Thanks to my guest, Margaret Limbo. Thank you. Great to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me.
I see you got the red on.
I have the red on.
I had the red on the other day. I got the blue and the red.
So you're doing the communication.
Is that what I'm doing?
Highly intuitive.
Is that what this means?
Yeah, definitely. Wow. Because of that, that's like indigo blue that you're wearing. And I'm energized today because I'm wearing my red. I'm in power.
Oh, my gosh. So tell me about the blue again.
Well, the shade of blue that you're wearing right. is more associated like with the third eye center, which has to do with our intuition.
I didn't know that.
Connecting with higher consciousness, being able to allow for inspiration to come through you. Which I'm sure you're truly inspired because you have to think of the right questions to ask.
That's me, Benny, right? That's me. A little bit more perspiration sometimes.
Just a little.
Versus inspiration.
Right.
I want to start off by just letting our listeners know when they call in or when they send their question in, what would you like them to do? And then we're going to jump in and talk about the book. While we get that going. So for people that calling in that want readings during today or insight or awakening, let everybody know what you got going on over here. Benny, have you checked this out?
Yeah, I have like a pile of rocks. I brought my smaller traveling version because of weight constraints on airplanes. And I have my Archangel Raphael spray, my smudge and spray, and my deck of Angel Gemstone Oracle cards.
Tell us about the cards because they are very different.
Aren't they very cool here? Yeah. I'll just like hand you one so you can see it too while I'm talking. Basically, the tigers.
Look, everybody.
Do you see that?
That's
everybody's.
A camera.
I think.
We got a camera.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
They're seeing us now.
Oh, I'm glad I put my makeup on today. Yeah. There you go. So,
these are different.
On one side is a stone. And the name of the stone, so it's good for stone identification, and a little divination, a little oracle that tells you if you pick the stone today, this is what might be going on for you right now.
Mm.
But then the cool part is you turn it over, and an angel brings you an affirmation, something to help you realign the challenge that's on the other side of the card.
So did you pick this for me or was this random?
It was just totally random.
Do you know what you actually picked?
But, well, I see you have the angel light, which is exactly what I was saying. Are you like good communicator, huh?
You know what? It's been a lifelong journey.
It's what you do.
Yeah, it is what I do now. And I love being able to do it. But, you know, communication is a lifelong journey. And, you know, having the conversations that really matter for all of us, especially if we're in relationships, if we're at work, how to have those level of heartfelt communications and have them diplomatically. I think it's been my soul's journey and challenge, right?
And
not always been the most diplomatic. Sagittarius, like triple.
Oh, quite,
yeah.
Little fire energy going there, huh?
Yeah, I got to say that my Capricorn, I got like four and four planets.
Really?
Helps me out.
It's good. It's good. It keeps you stabilized while you're fiery at the same time.
Yeah, my Capricorn is saying that I'm not going to get up and leave this in the middle of the radio interview.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Look, tell us about your book and also tell us about how this tour has been going for you.
Well, the tour is, I'll talk about the tour for a moment first. It's been profound. I mean, I have been all over the states. My sweetheart Vincent and I, we drove 6,000 miles for the first leg of the book tour.
Wow.
Mamma mia.
Wow.
We went from Florida, Texas. We went to Albuquerque. I mean, I could go through a long list, but we won't waste the time on the list. You could go to, you know, follow me on my website or my blog.
That's
or Facebook.
Great,
Facebook. People are loving it on Facebook.
People love
me.
Facebook.
Oh, I love Facebook.
They are loving
it. I'm Margaret, and I'm addicted to Facebook.
I'm Pat. I'm addicted. You know what I did?
Are you?
You know what I did recently?
What did you do?
Oh, Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia. Two Italian brides here.
I decided, because I don't have any relatives, immediate relatives, right?
Yeah.
I decided that I was going to look up all the bacillies. Now, it's a very unique spelling. And I found out from my, like, 90-something-year-old uncle that my grandfather came to the United States. His brother went to Brazil.
That's very common. Or Argentina. The other one is Argentina.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I went and Googled bacilli. Didn't get a whole lot. But then I went to Facebook. OMG.
Really? A lot?
Oh, yeah. And I'm hearing from them, and they're asking me, you know, are you a relative? I'm in Brazil. And so now I'm explaining to them how this might be.
Yeah. And you know what part of Italy your family's from?
Verona.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah. They actually owned a hotel on the lake. And
do they know Romeo and Juliet?
I don't know.
That's where the original.
I don't know.
That's where the original balcony is.
Oh, see, that's,
did you know that?
Is that why my relationship's so tragic?
Oh. Well, we'll help transform and transmute that.
Look at, he's laughing. He knows. So tell folks when they call in what they're going to experience. Now we have online people that can't call in because they're like at work.
Right.
And they're from other, and so they go in and they type a little message. How can they do, tell folks what you love for
them to do. Okay, so basically what this is first of all, to answer a couple of different questions there. Chakra Awakening, the book, is about transforming your realities in crystals, color, and aromatherapy with positive thought.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way I approach my sessions or my little readings, we're going to do little mini readings. Readings is not going to be fortune telling. So I'll tell you what it's not going to be.
When we come back from break, we'll demonstrate it.
Yes, we will. I'd love to. And what it is, though, is to say, this is what's going on. I'd like to have insight on how I can approach this. So it can either provide insight, inspiration, confirmation, ideas, a way of looking at something differently. And it's very profound.
It's very cool. When we come back, we're going to make sure that you all get in the queue. Phones are ringing. Give us a little bit here. Maybe Vincent can help us answer some phones because they're going to be like off the hook. 1-800-930-2819. We're going to take a short break. Go to drpatlive.com. Ask your question right there or go to Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Bambusa Bamboo Products saves trees and reduces waste by providing a new material for bathroom tissue and baby wipes. Bambusa Bamboo Products offers the only tree-free 100% bamboo bathroom tissue and award-winning baby wipes made from ultra-soft bamboo-derived fibers. Using material from renewable bamboo is the ideal alternative for toilet paper and wet wipes. Call 866-996-2867 or visit bambusa.com.
Get ready to feel more alive.
Alive with a Deal brings you the truth behind things you experience every day, ways you can heal yourself, and choices that make you feel truly alive. A Deal is a true Renaissance man, a world-renowned yoga master, naturopathic doctor for 10 years, an attorney, and has degrees in physics, math, hypnotherapy, massage, operatic singing, plus he's an expert in green home building. Alive with a Deal discusses health for your body, from heartache to heartburn, your mind, from judgment to joy, your home, from cooking to color, and your spirit, so you can bring forth your talents hidden deep within. A Deal bravely discusses things most people wouldn't touch, delivered with compassion, integrity, and wit. Alive with a Deal is about your own healing so that you feel more alive. Tune in each Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio and Alternative Talk. Feel more alive. Alive with a Deal.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie Deluce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie Deluce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie Deluce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie Deluce, your partner in wellness.
That's our Benny boy, definitely in the groove today. Margaret Ann Lembo joining us here today. Before we kick off and pick these phones up, because they are ringing, I want to make sure you tell folks where you're going to be in Seattle, how they can get more of the juiciness of what we're about to experience right now.
I love it. Juiciness. Very cool. Yeah, tonight, actually, I'm going to be in Tacoma. So if you want to take a drive, we're going to be at...
No. We have Tacoma listeners.
Oh, do we?
We are all Western Washington.
Oh,
wonderful. We're like up and down.
Oh, then come meet me at Crescent Moon Gifts.
Nice.
It's over on 6th Avenue in Tacoma, and crescentmoongifts.com if you want to check it out. 6 to 7 is a free meet and greet. 7 to 9 is a talk, which is very fun, and everybody that attends gets a reading. Everybody that buys a book gets a personalized message inside their book. Then on Friday, I'll be at East West, which is a lovely thing. I've been there before,
Seattle,
and I'm going back.
Sweet.
Friday, August 5th from 7:30 to 9, and we're doing the same similar talk. So no matter where you go, wherever you go, there I am.
And so let's just talk about other cities, because people listen to this from all over the country.
Yeah. Well, actually, I'm doing a long workshop at my friend Joan Ranquette's farm.
When?
On Saturday, a full day workshop. So you would go to MargaretAnnLembo.com or email me at MargaretAnnLembo.
Full day?
Full day workshop on chakras.
Where is that going to be located?
That's from 10 to 5 in Carnation.
Carnation.
We know Carnation. Yeah, and she's also an author herself. She wrote Communication with All Life.
Nice.
Very nice lady.
Oh, how fun.
But then I am heading out down to Portland. I'm going to be at Spirit Feathers in Portland and... New Ren. I'm going back to New Renaissance in Portland, too.
Sweet. Oh, I love it.
I love it, too.
We are going to get going here. I want to just tell everybody, we're taking your calls. We're ready to give you some insight into a question. Margaret here in a second is going to tell you exactly how this works, and we will absolutely get going. Do we want to just get to the callers, or do we want to just do a little mini, or how do you want to do this?
Well, I'll do a little teeny weeny mini.
All right.
How's
teeny
that?
Weeny.
A teeny weeny mini.
It doesn't look like teeny weeny over
it's
there. You've got three cards and a whole bunch of gemstones.
I know. And
there's
know what?
There's nothing teeny about that energy.
And I just spritzed some of the smudge and spray around so
that
we could clear the energy, you know.
Very nice.
My super duper product. Look at these rocks over here.
Yes.
Is one of them that's going, whoa, that's beautiful.
Yes.
Which one?
It is the black one.
This one?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting? Because I also pulled the tourmalinated quartz stone. So are you in the process of like trying to deflect negativity and shift something or from around you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like something that needs to be transformed and like let's step away from the bar, so to speak.
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? The tourmalinated quartz rock.
X's will do that to you.
Yes, they will.
Don't you think?
Unfortunately, yeah.
You gotta
love all your
I hate that term X.
But they teach you so much.
All your former relationships are great. And, you know, the stepping away is so interesting because I love the way you said that. It's really not negative, though.
No.
No. It's just really creating the next chapter of one's life
it
and
is.
Still honoring and respecting all that has come before.
Yes. And then it also asks if you're a slave to technology.
You know what? If you ask Mary Jane Mack, who is helping my health and wellness, and Dr. Nusheen Darvish,
yeah.
they would tell you, I'm not only a slave to it, I have now become the Matrix.
So that's
I'm around technology 24/7.
And that's what black tourmaline and yeah. tourmalinated quartz are good for.
Wow,
like,
really?
This would behoove you to, like, have the a black tourmaline with you. In your pocket, in your stuff, in the things that you carry around regularly.
Okay.
It doesn't even have to be as big as this one. It could be just a little tumbled stone.
Okay.
And that will be your reminder.
All right. Well, we got calls coming in.
Very good.
And so, Benny will check on this during the next break. We got people asking for the camera. Can you believe it? As many times as I just cringe at that camera being on, they must want to see you.
What? Where's what? They want it's is it on?
Uh-oh. Benny's got it going. It's Benny's the man.
It should
now.
Be.
Of course.
Do they want to see the rocks?
Exactly.
That's what it is.
They want to see you rock. All right. So what are the cards you have over there?
Well, the other thing I did pull for you was appetite, and I could say this to you because you're a Paisan.
Yeah.
Do you have agita about something?
What does that mean?
Agita? You don't know that expression?
No. What does it have to do with appetite?
Well, the appetite is the name of a rock, believe it or not. The appetite gemstone.
I thought you were in my cupboard, sister.
That's what I thought, too.
That's what
well,
I thought.
You're out of my spice drawer.
Well, it is good for indigestion.
Oh, okay.
And, okay. Or if you're not processing life.
I have a little agita.
You do?
I do, but it's a good agita.
Yeah?
You know, it's about this upcoming event that I mentioned at the top.
Yes.
You know, we are immersed in that and involved in it, and we're going to be broadcasting 30 hours over that weekend.
Really?
9/11 is very special.
Yes.
A special day for me.
Yes.
In a lot of ways. But to move from hate to love is also special. Being born in New York, you know.
Yeah. Native New Yorker.
Right. And so the agita, I think you may be picking up, is this sense of nervousness about saying yes and being pulled forward to be part of something this big.
Well, it's time to step into your power. It's time to be the divine feminine in the whole process, because the Moonstone card is the other one that was pulled today.
Mm.
So trust your feelings, know that your feelings are valid, and use that intuition.
I'm so there. I am so intuitive. Whenever I go to my head, I'm like I'm like one of those crazy firecrackers that actually has no direction. So that's what's kind of cool about it.
Uh-huh.
All right. So people are going to be able to get some insight.
Yes.
Now, what's the other one that you pulled over there?
So I pulled tourmalinated quartz, appetite, which is the name of a gemstone, not your cupboard, and moonstone. And so that was the technology part was was the tourmaline. The appetite was the indigestion or agitation or nervousness.
Mm-hmm.
And the moonstone was that divine inspiration that you carry in your feminine intuition.
All right. Benny, you're going to be the man on this, so
awesome.
We're going to follow your lead.
Okay, let's take Karen, the first one. She's actually calling in from Everett, Washington. She's looking for a new career direction. So, Karen, welcome to the show.
Hi, Karen.
Hey, good morning, ladies.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. You're looking for new career direction? I want you to meet my friend, Margaret.
Hi, Margaret.
Hi, Karen. I was in Everett yesterday at Vision Quest.
Oh, shoot. I wish I would have known.
I'm going back there to do private sessions on Monday, so you could always call over there and I could do that for you.
Oh, sure. That's an option, too.
And I can sign a book.
Wow. You. I can't tell you what they are. You're going to hear what the cards are. They're pretty, though.
They are.
They're
and
pretty.
So I know that it has to do with career. Thank you for sharing that much, because sometimes people don't even tell me what it is.
Okay.
So what it's showing me here is that you are in the process of making some major changes. You have an orange calcite that you that was pulled for you, and that you it's time to trust the process of change and to honor your feelings. Take time to balance your energy and pay a particular attention to your health, specifically nerves, bones, and muscles.
Hmm.
And then green moss agate was I actually did this backwards. Orange calcite was the last gemstone I picked. The first one was smoky quartz, or is smoky quartz, and it's asking you how your emotions are doing. How are you feeling emotionally right now?
Actually, I feel great.
Excellent. Wonderful. So watch how you use those great feelings and let that be your energy to guide you toward your new career. So do you have a very specific question about career change?
Well, I have all kinds of different ideas and directions, whether to be self-employed or to seek employment or those kinds of things, you know, and then which direction if I go self-employed.
Ah, okay. So do you have any, absolutely cannot answer that for you. You're the only one that knows the answer for that, just so you know.
Okay.
But I am going to ask you to contemplate this. Do you have a strong drawing towards either gardening, aromatherapy, herbalism, anything like that?
Oh, all of the above.
And is that what you were thinking of doing as a self-employed situation?
Well, I was thinking kind of energy work, and that involves all of those modalities.
Yes, it does. So, well, then it's time to reach chakra awakening, too. Let me put a little commercial in there for you as well, because that will also ties all those things.
Yeah, it helped me enormously.
Because the green moss agate is the stone that was picked in regard to this, and green moss agate has to do with spending time with connecting with nature and Mother Earth. So if you are going to go the self-employed route, this would be a clue like, yeah, that would be okay. And you would have to decide, though, that you have to take it on as a really concrete force in your life. This is not airy-fairy. This is how am I going to make money doing it, which you already know.
Yeah,
so essential oils would be a very important part of that.
Now, that green moss agate, isn't that indigenous to the Seattle or greater Washington area?
Is it?
I think it is.
Oh, it's so, well, it
isn't
looks
that
like...
true, Benny, that agate, that green?
I
you find it
that.
On the beaches?
I can look.
I have found it up in the Port Townsend area on the beach.
You know, it makes sense because it looks like Washington.
Yes, it
looks
does
like
look
the
like
Emerald
Washington.
City.
Okay, good. Thank you. Karen, did that help you out?
Yes, thank you.
Hey, let us know what you decide, okay?
Okay.
All right. I love this. I love our listeners. We have the best anywhere. We really do. We have
I
the best.
I love it, too.
And we actually have a couple of instant messages here, one from Seattle, one from L.A. So, Benny, you tell me how you want to go. Oh, we want to go to a break. We're going to go to a break when we come back. We've got Karen waiting. We've got Brenda. We've got Christine and Lauren. All of y'all sending these in. And I don't know if Benny's got anything from Psychic on Air, but we're going to get to everybody. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Perduto come cane miezza via, chi agnesto coro mio adulo.
What's for dinner? Well, you won't need to ask that question anymore when you become a Lucky Palate subscriber. Lucky Palate delivers tasty, affordable vegetarian meals to your home or business throughout the greater Seattle area. So call Lucky Palate Vegetarian Meal Service for more information at 206-352-2583 or visit their website at luckypalate.com. Delicious, nutritional, heat and serve meals answer the question, what's for dinner?
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
ReserveVage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including ReserveVage resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from ReserveVage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. ReserveVage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at www.reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, Whole Foods Market, Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Have you ever been on a diet? Are you ready to kick those cravings that have layered on unwanted pounds? Choosing Your Healthy Path, a 24-week inspirational guide to weight loss and wellness, is more than a book. It's a program that guides you off the yo-yo approach and puts you on the go-go road for life. With Choosing Your Healthy Path, you'll form a weight loss club and create your own diet and exercise plan. So get this party started and choose your healthy path. Go to choosingyourhealthypath.com to start your weight loss journey today.
Feeling ill? See Dr. Phil. That's Dr. Phil Cogler at Wellness One of Eastgate. If you're suffering from pain caused by an auto accident, a sports injury, or a herniated disc of the back or neck, or if fatigue due to stress is robbing you of your energy and vitality, you need to talk to Dr. Phil, a chiropractor who cares. The website is eastgate.wellnessone.net. Don't let another day go by in pain. If you're feeling ill, see Dr. Phil. Go to eastgate.wellnessone.net.
I'm sorry now. I'm sorry now.
Oh, I love this. Here we go. You ready, everybody?
Whose heart is aching for breaking? Eat your own.
Benny, baby. Come on, Margaret. I know you know this song.
Oh, there is no way I'm singing this with you. I have a good voice, but forget about it.
All right, here we go, everybody. You got to hear the chorus. Here, you ready? Come on. All you relationship people, you ready? Come on.
Right to the end.
Go for it, baby.
Just like a friend.
You ready?
I tried to warn you somehow.
Oh my God, my heart is breaking, everybody. Thank you, Benny. We'll get the chorus later, everybody. That's Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by for all of the bleeding hearts out there. We're going to cheer you up now. If you want to call in and have a reading with us, get some insight on your life, get some help. I mean, we all need a little guidance. I know this is true for me as well. Give us a shout at our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Or you can go to our instant feedback system, just like a couple of folks have done. Christine, we're going to get to you in a minute. Lauren. And Benny is going to pick up the phones as well. Mr. Benny, where should we go for? And tell them about Psychic On Air.
Sure. You're welcome to visit psychiconair.com or newskyradio.com. And you're welcome to hit us up instant message. Hit us instant message that way, too. So.
Everything. Something for everyone.
Everything's linked to the Dr. Pat Show.
Where do you want to go?
Let's take the other Karen that's now waiting. She's calling in from Kenmore, Washington, and she's on the cusp of a new relationship, but she wants to know where it's going. Maybe we'll get more information from her. Karen.
Okay. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Margaret. Hi, Pat.
Hi.
Aren't we all relationship people?
Hey.
Yeah.
We're not singing that Connie Francis song to you. That is not what we're singing for new relationships. But, Margaret, do your thing.
Well, Karen, so you're on the cusp of a new beginning, so you have some... Just tell me what color comes to mind. If you just think a color, what color jumps into your consciousness?
Well, the first I saw was blue, and then it switched quickly to green.
Okay. So, and then your question is basically a little bit of insight regarding the beginning of a new relationship.
Yeah, I know you can't say, yes, go for it, this or that, but I'm, you know, it's been quite a few years since I've been in a relationship. I've got my wounds like everybody. I've done my inner work, and mm-hmm. now this person has come in my life, and everything about her seems good, and then I get frightened.
Okay, well, so now's the time to let go of the past. Forget about that. Forget about it. And then move forward. Move forward, and I'm finding that the stones that have come out specifically are clear quartz, howlite, selenite, kyanite. Well, what does that mean? So you know what this is showing me? It's showing me that this is in alignment with for your highest good. I think that, and I feel that energetically this will be beneficial for you. It will help you bring clarity on your own life, but also it's in alignment with a higher purpose. I don't know if you've already noticed that, but there might be something that the two of you coming together is going to help humanity in some way. Have you noticed that?
Well, I absolutely know it.
There you go.
I know it, whether we're lovers or friends. I know it.
Wow, that's cool.
Well, the blue that you said first is the alignment and the intuition and the higher connection to cosmic consciousness. And you said the next thing you saw or connected with was green, and that's the vibration of the heart. Just move forward, step gently, communicate well, and all will be well.
Okay, I just got shivers all over my body. So I think that probably means something.
I do. It's, yeah. Cool. Yep, confirmation.
I'm happy for you. I think it's wonderful. I really do. You know, whenever we get in and find connection and love and creation, I think it's a beautiful thing. And, you know, you have really wonderful energy, Karen. So I really wish you all the best.
Well, thank you. I have not experienced this feeling before. And so it's so foreign, although I've been in love, I think. But I haven't felt this. And this other person comes with a couple fairly significant physical challenges, and I think, oh gosh, am I up to this?
I think you are.
I think you are too. Otherwise, you wouldn't have the kind of energy you have around this person.
And the selenite,
and
you know those two stones, selenite and kyanite,
yeah.
Those have to do with building structure or aligning yourself. So I don't know if it has to do with spinal challenges or muscular challenges. Regardless, imagine that the structure of the relationship, that gets formed first in a healthy, balanced way, and then move forward with ease. Just let it flow, and you can do it.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Karen. I want to just tell everybody we have created a way for you to get into the show, call in just like Karen and Karen have done. We also have our instant feedback mechanism. Let me make sure you have our toll-free number from anywhere in the United States. 1-800-930-2819, toll-free 1-800-930-2819. And I have a couple of instant feedbacks.
Sure.
So want me to go for
it? Go for it.
Let's take Lauren from Los Angeles first. Hey, Lauren, thank you so much for listening to the show. I have some major goals for the end of the year. As excited as I am, I can tell you I'm blocking myself from letting it happen. Oh, I so know this one. What is going on that's holding me back?
What's going on is that you have certain... What's going on is you're perhaps having certain challenges because of betrayals that have occurred in the past. The Black Tourmaline Angel Gemstone Oracle card came out first. And it's asking, do you fear betrayal? Do you feel threatened in some way? It sounds like you do. Now, focus your attention on deflecting negativity and then instead change your intention and focus on angels or spirit guides or whatever you want to call them, watching over you and guiding you, and then pay attention to the signs and symbols and think thoughts like, I am safe and sound, all is well. I surround myself with trustworthy people. Then go forward with your heart. Pink calcite is the next stone. And touch on paying attention to the sweetness of life. Look at all the things that make you happy. Connect with that joy and be gentle with yourself. You know, pink calcite, always reminds me of cotton candy.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's right. I had such a visual on cotton candy.
Here we go. This is pink calcite.
Haven't spent 4th of July in the Bothell Parade loaded with cotton candy.
Really?
It does. Yeah.
Doesn't that?
Yeah.
So that's for the camera, the pink calcite.
Very nice. Sweet. Way to go.
Very sweet. Oh, very good.
So, Lauren, if you have a follow-up question, just send it through the instant feedback mechanism and we'll get it on air. For those of you that want to call in and participate, get a reading, get some things moving, toll free 1-800-930-2819. Benny is right there right now. Christine has a question.
Okay.
Hi, Christine. Thank you so much for sending your question. Okay. Could you please help me with my grandson? He has anger issues and is very aggressive. He will be 3 years old August 7th, and still when he gets mad, he searches out his sister, who is 4, and hits her or pulls her hair. Could you tell me what we need to do to help him be a happier child?
Well, first of all, the first thing that came to mind, buy some hematite. Hematite is an extraordinarily beneficial stone to work with for children.
Mm.
He's old enough, right? Mm-hmm. How old does it say?
Three. He's three. His sister is four.
Okay. He can, you could get a big enough piece that he's not going to eat it. Hopefully he won't, like, use it to injure her, to give her a Moroccan. But you might be surprised if he doesn't do well with holding it, like that he uses it in a negative way. Then put it somewhere in his space where he can't necessarily get to it. But hematite is very good. Another thing that you might want to look into is Bach flower essences.
Yeah, I was just thinking of something like that.
And then even things like using a combination spray, like Archangel Raphael spray, calling on the angels to actually bring more softness to his life, the more love, and then stop imagining him doing it.
You know, I got a hit. Can you help with this?
Go for it.
What came up for me is sugar. I don't know why. And Christine, maybe you can help with this. Do you happen to know what his diet is? Is he getting, like, sugar and carbs, meaning bread and sugar, or any form of that, without getting enough protein to his brain? I don't know why that came up.
Well, you're probably right. That's that feels very right.
Yeah, I'm not sure why that is, but that's what I saw him running around
here.
Some
kind of a food, so he might have even like a candy.
Well, I actually saw him running around with a Pop-Tart, so I don't know what's up with that. but yeah, I mean, that could be going on a lot of times.
Yes.
Okay.
So, and then the hematite has to do with the blood, so blood sugars are off.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I got.
It makes sense.
Something about the blood sugar.
See how intuitive you are? Wear that color more often.
I know, I got it.
No, you are, whether you wear the color or not.
I got to wear the color. We're taking your calls. I think we have a little bit of time left in the next segment. I know that we are definitely, Chris, we're going to get you. Austin, we're going to get you. And Benny is, he's just been the man. You see him go back and forth? Like he's over there doing the boards. Then he's in there and he's got the phone.
Is that what he's doing?
Well, he's doing the weather now and he's doing the phones.
Oh, my.
Isn't that incredible?
Very impressive.
Let's do this while he's while we wait for Benny to get back. I got Austin for you.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
It's a good one.
What is it?
Austin.
Austin.
Hi, Austin. Cool. My house has been for sale for 2 years since I split with my ex. We are saying the St. Joseph prayer. We've also cleared all blocks. Any more advice to help get this property sold? Do you see it selling later this month? Boy, I got a lot of sadness right there.
Mm.
Ouch.
Yeah,
my heart hurt.
Good you are. You're very intuitive.
I feel like crying.
Oh, that's because there's so many. There might be memories that they have there that they don't want. They feel like they're going to lose because it's not going to be.
Mm.
They're not going to be in the house anymore.
All right. What are you picking up?
Well, the pillow light.
How can you help him?
The idea here is to remember the joyful memories and take them with you. You never, just because the house has them, you have the memories in the house, good or bad, actually.
Mm-hmm.
They're just memories. Know that that's always part of you and it's not part of the house. So there might still be some of those memories stuck in there that needs to be cleared a little bit
more. How can they clear that?
They can use any kind of smudging products, whether it's smoking sage or like my smudge and spray or other products like that. Of course, I want to say my smudge and spray.
Mm-hmm.
But also, they might want to put a grid the house, add more love to it. And, there's all kinds of tricks. There might be some kind of a block in even imagining it because at this point, creative visualization might really assist.
Yeah. And are you picking up that it's a subconscious?
It is.
Like a conscious thing.
It's like they're still connected emotionally. It's like they're hooked to it. A cord cutting ceremony between you and your house.
Oh, and Austin says we've both moved on with new partners. Wow, that's good.
Yeah, that is very good.
All right, Austin, we're going to contemplate this because some interesting information. Very good. I love this. Austin, we'll give you some remedies when we come back. Let's take a short break, everyone. When we come back, we got Chris on the line. Austin, we're gonna tell you a little bit about some remedies.
Try to warn you somehow.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit AnnWithAnE.Taylor.com.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson, pain relief and healing cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Topperson or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Let's do it, Benny. I love this. I cried my heart out with Connie Francis. Yeah. Feel a rap song coming on. Boy, she could sing. Margaret, don't you think?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, I do think. I think you just have so many good memories with that.
I really do.
You do.
Oh, my God. Connie Francis. We're going to have to do a Connie Francis week. Thank you, Benny. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. Before we kind of get to you, Chris, and we'll get back to you, all the instant feedback folks, let's give out your website again. Tell folks again where you're going to be. Then we'll go to Chris. Then we'll go back to Austin. Make it happen.
Thank you so much. Yes, my website is margaretannlembo.com. That's simple. You can also Google Chakra Awakening by Margaret Ann Lembo. Chakra Awakening is the name of my book. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on the Dr. Pat Show. And you can also find me around Seattle in, I'll be at East West Bookshop on Friday night. I'll be in Portland next week. So please come find me. It's all on my website, margaretannlembo.com.
Okay. Austin, we'll get right back to you. Let's go to Chris, who called in during the show. Hey, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm really good. How are you, ladies?
Awesome. How can we help you?
I'm wanting to buy a house. Okay. I have an offer on my place, But every time I go to look at a house, by the time my agent and I do it, it's pending.
Hmm. Maybe we need to get you set up with the guy that can't sell his house.
Yeah, Austin. What does that mean? We're going to pull some cards for you in a minute.
So, and so is there some, I think it's a matter of allowing yourself to believe that you have divine timing.
Mm.
Yet some part of us, over our lives, we get into these belief systems that every time I go to do something, it's a day late and a dollar short. But instead, believe that no matter where you go, what you do, that you always are at exactly the right place at exactly the right time. So have a talk with the powers that be, wherever you come from places, in a prayerful, contemplative way, and say, you know what? It's time for me to be at exactly where I need to be, and I'm handing it over to higher power to help me find the right place and be exactly where I need to be. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I thought I'd been doing that, but apparently not.
Well, actually, what's happened? I love your little tude. It's really good. So you have a little frustration right there in the energy.
Yes.
Yeah. And so I'm not sure what chakra that is. What chakra is that where she got the frustration?
Well, it might have to do with belief systems, I think. Mm-hmm. I think it has to do, and belief systems can be any and all chakras. So it's something to do with being stabilized and putting your feet down in the next new place. It's like, can you even imagine yourself in your new place?
No.
Yeah, that's part
of it. That's it. There we go.
I want to.
Yeah, I know. You know what? Wants are so interesting,
you know,
aren't they? What is it?
She hasn't found. It's because you didn't see the one that you haven't found the house. That's why the others didn't work. It's not like you haven't. When you get there, you're going to go, oh, it smells like my house. Oh, it feels like my house. Look at this tree. You're going to know. You're going to know by a tree that you see. You got to recognize a tree on the land.
So do you actually have a bid on a house now? And that's the problem that they're just
No.
You haven't found it yet?
Apparently not.
All right. See, this is it. And you know what the good news is from our positive realtor, Kathy Staub?
What?
Lots of inventory. Lots of really good things out there. So I think Margaret is right on. You know, there's a saying that we use on our team here at the show. We carry everything in our hands as light as a feather.
Okay.
As light as a feather. Which means that, you know, some days the wind comes along and it blows it away and another feather comes in. So it's really this idea of believing, knowing, and visualizing that there is a house perfectly fit for you out there waiting.
That's how I felt about the house I'm in now. When I walked in the door, I said, oh, my God, I'm home.
Right.
That's it.
And you have to have the same patience now.
Yeah.
Patience?
Uh-oh.
I think you hit a nerve there, Dr. Pat. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. That's the P word.
So if you were to pick two rocks to go with this,
yes,
it would
ahead.
Be selenite and kyanite. Selenite aligns you with higher consciousness, divine consciousness, and the kyanite aligns all of your chakras. So work on, you know, like maybe let go of the energetics that is going with, I can't find my house.
Right.
And start thinking about, oh, I'm so excited because any day now,
right,
I'm going to know exactly where I'm supposed to be. And in the meantime, I'm just having fun and relaxing.
That's it. If you're in I can't find my house energy, what you get is more of I can't find my house energy.
That's exactly it.
All right. Are you good, Chris?
I'm wonderful. Thanks, ladies, so very
Sweet.
Much.
Let us know. Austin, you sent us an instant feedback message, and this is now, I'm really clear on what's happening, and Margaret will be in a minute. You say, my gut feels like a buyer will be coming later this month, so I'm hopeful. There is a fundamental difference between hope and knowledge, between hoping and knowing. And so what Margaret was talking about, you do not want to be in a place of hopefulness. You want to be in a place of knowingness, right?
Totally. Absolutely. 100%. And it's also about visualizing and believing and knowing. And there is some kind of emotion. Lapidolite
came
up again.
Yeah. And Austin, you have to have you and your former partner be on the same page with this, okay?
It will totally end something. And maybe unconsciously, the ending hasn't happened.
I know. All right. It's all about the knowing, Austin. Thank you, Austin. Thank you, Lauren. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, the Karens. Thank you, Christine. We'll see you in a few minutes with Sue Storm, the Angel Lady.